Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The legs of the image of the Son of God. The left leg of works done by Tommy L. Hart and the right leg of truth. So the image stands on works and truth. All right? Now, to bring you up to date, this is the third episode on the image of the Son of God. We started with, say, the head of the image. And I'll just read off a few of the component parts making up the head of this mighty image. I'll just read the statements because the references are in the book. God shall hear. These are statements making up the head of the image. God shall hear. The Lord will bring to light the hidden things. No man knows the things of God. There's a God that revealeth secrets on the earth. He shall teach you all things. The Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. He shall speak for himself. Now we understand that the man Tommy L. Hart is already found to be the Son of God according to the King James Bible. He is found also to be the bearer of the title, the Lord God, mentioned in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, which says, the Lord God will come, a promise and a prediction. Other statements making up the head. No man cometh to the Father. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He wrote of me. He doeth great wonders. He discovereth deep things. He doeth the works. He doeth the work of the Lord. That Lord, referencing the Son of God, the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, as written in the King James Bible. Others, he heareth us. He shall confirm the covenant. He will show them his covenant. When he is come, he will tell us all things. The Lord, the Son, give thee understanding in all things. He shall testify of me. He will revive us. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. He will show you not the things that are to come, but things that have come to pass. He is a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. Those statements have to do with the Son of God, the Lord God, found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. And those statements, I left out a few of them, make up the head of the mighty image of the Son of God. Then we came to part two, the torso of the image. The torso of the image we found consists of questions and commandments. King James Bible, questions and commandments. I'll just read some of the questions here, helping to make up the torso of the image of the Son of God. The questions are, who art thou, Lord? Capital L, lowercase O-R-D, a reference to the Son of God. What is thy name? Dost thou believe on the Son of God? What seest thou? What hast thou done? Whom seek ye? What doest thou? Master, what shall we do? What sayest thou of thyself? Seest thou what they do? What hast thou brought forth? What makest thou? Well, what makest thou? I have aided the Lord, all caps, the Father, in the making and constructing of the image of the Son of God. Other questions? Canst thou by searching find out God? What canst thou do? What is this that thou hast done? What is truth? How is it that thou hast found it so quickly? How old art thou? How went the matter? How were thine eyes opened? What sawest thou? What have ye done? Why have ye done this? Why hast thou conceived this thing? Why reason ye these things in your heart? Why hast thou done this? Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people? Where dwellest thou? Where is Lord All Caps? Where is the word of Lord All Caps? What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? When camest thou hither? Who made thee a ruler or a judge? Where is thy father? Art thou he that spaketh to the woman? Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Who is God? Who is Lord All Caps? And what is his son's name? If a man die, shall he live again? Whom say ye that I am? That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? Hast thou found me? Have not I commanded thee? Those are just some of the questions that came out. And these questions, of course, make up a part of the image's torso. Then we came to the commandments. Knowing that the commandments are the other part constituting the torso of the image of the Son of God. The questions and the commandments constituting the torso of the Son of God. I'll read some of the commandments. Come hither and hear the words of Lord All Caps. My son, now these are commandments, okay? Commandments having to do with the Son of God. Seek and ye shall find. My son, forget not my law. My son, keep my words. Keep my commandments and live. Trust in Lord All Caps with all thine heart. Remember and forget not. Hearken to me. Hear my voice. Whatsoever God has said unto thee, do. Find the knowledge of God. Take fast hold of instruction. Obey my voice. Come and follow me. Launch out into the deep. Have respect unto the covenant. Bring up this people. Lord, remember me. What thou seest, write in a book. Come to the knowledge of the truth. Seek ye the Lord All Caps while he may be found. Give glory to God. Consider the work of God. Think upon me, my God, for good. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Raise the dead. And I did explain the dead, what it means when it says raise the dead. And ye shall seek me and find me. Seek, Lord All Caps. Turn thee behind me. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Be mindful always of his covenant. Behold me. Behold me. Consider what I say. See me. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Search my stuff. Bring me up. Search the scriptures. Make diligent search. Go and search diligently. Thou silence, O God, hold not thou peace. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come to me. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Show us the Father. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Let it be known this day that thou art God. Praise Lord All Caps. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. show thyself, seek me. And those are some of the commandments, okay, to the legs of the image of the Son of God. First, the left leg of works. And this, these things will refer to the works of Tommy L. Hart. Okay? The image is left leg of works by Mr. Hart, Son of God. Part one, these are the works of Tommy L. Hart. These are some of the works, not all of them. Okay? Part one, prodigy. A juxtaposition of Platonic and King James Bible statements. These are books by the man Tommy L. Hart. Second, The Prodigy Part 2, further evidence of the Plato and King James Bible connection. 3, The Prodigy Part 3, Plato's Timaeus, the dialogue and the King James Bible connection. Four, The Prodigy Part 4, Plato's Crito set against King James Bible content. 5, The Prodigy Part 5, Plato's Symposium connection to King James Bible content. 6, Prodigy Part 6, Plato's Republic set against King James Bible content. 7, The Prodigy Part 7, Plato's Phaedrus, Tommy L. Hart's reference book on Platonic and King James Bible features. 8, The Prodigy Part 8, Mr. Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. 9, The Prodigy Part 9, Plato's Meno and King James Bible features. 10, The Prodigy Part 10, Playscripts of Plato's Phaedo and the King James Bible content. 11, The Prodigy Part 11, King James Bible content. 12, The Prodigy Part 12, Aeneid and the King James Bible content, Part 1. 13, The Prodigy, Part 13, Aeneid and the King James Bible connection, Part 2. 14, The Prodigy, Part 14, The Son of God was here in the flesh with men. It's actually another one. It's 15 books in all. I only recorded 14 of them in writing this book. So probably it's the last one, last book that I put on Amazon that had not been done at the time of the writing. Mr. Hart has done many other works, which can be heard by going to blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. In his Lawmaster archive is where the bulk of his works may be found. It is there you get all the details. He also has a Twitter feed, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. So those things speak to works of the man Tommy L. Hart, and these works, along with the information that is found in Lawmaster Archive, all these things go together to form the left leg of the image of the Son of God. So Mr. Hart has done many works. Many works, especially when you go and look at, consider the information in Lawmaster Archive. Much works, many works are there. Now we come to the image's right leg of truth. The image's right leg of truth. All these things have to do with the man Tommy L. Hart in his role as Lord God and Son of God. One, these things constitute the image's left leg of truth. Okay, we had the, I made a mistake there. Well, I misspoke. We come to the image's right leg of truth. And these statements have to do with truth. And they have to do with the man Tommy L. Hart. So we begin reading the parts making up
the images rightly of truth. 1 Acts 8:10. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, power having the designation of God. And, of course, these things are based on the info that is found in the King James Bible. That's the King James Bible is the basis for all these things. 2 John 5:20. This Tommy L. Hart is the true God. So here we have a listing of findings. Things, other things that Mr. Hart has done, all right? 3, 2 Samuel 7:28. And now, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou art that God, and thy words be true. Psalm 77:14. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the God that doest wonders. 2 Corinthians 1:18. God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, is true. Jeremiah 10:10. He, Mr. Hart, at the time of this writing, is the living God. I remind you, King James Bible content is the basis for all these things. 7, Ecclesiastes 3:15. That which hath been is now. God has been in the past. God is now in the present. That's what that statement means. That which hath been is now. 8, John 8:27. He spake to them of the Father. Talking about the Son spake to the people, you people, of the Father. John 1:14. The Father sent the Son, Tommy L. Hart. 24:27. He, Mr. Hart, expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. I'm doing that right now. Okay? 11, Jeremiah 2:27. Thou, Mr. Hart, hast brought me the Father forth. 12, Isaiah 57:8. Thou, Mr. Hart, hast discovered thyself. How has the man Tommy L. Hart discovered himself? The man Tommy L. Hart discovered in the King James Bible that he is the Lord God, mentioned, as I before said, in Isaiah 40:10. He discovered that he is the Lord God. He discovered that he is the Son of God, according to the King James Bible. So these statements are true. Remember, I'm reading statements constituting the images, the image of the Son of God's right leg of truth. So all these statements are true. They are found to be true. Found into them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Jeremiah 2:27, thou hast brought me forth. Tommy L. Hart brought forth the Father. 12, Isaiah 57:8, thou hast discovered thyself. Okay, I'd read that. 13, Luke 15:17, he came to himself. He, Mr. Hart, came to himself in the King James Bible. Luke 8:27, and he went forth to do the great works that he's done. Some of them I just read off. 15, John 3:32, no man receiveth his, the Father's, testimony. Remember, the Father in the King James Bible has testified concerning the Son of God and the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. And the man, Tommy L. Hart, has received the testimony the Father has given, okay, in his behalf, port of him. 16, Psalm 86:10. Thou, Mr. Hart, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Now, in these things, we're not concerned what men say. The concern here is with King James Bible and what it alone has to say. Okay? So then, it doesn't matter what Dr. So-and-so say or the Reverend so-and-so. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the Pope said. What matters here is what the book teaches, what the King James Bible teaches to be the case. Thou, Mr. Hart, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. 17, 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. That we may know him that is real and not fictitious and not false. All right? Psalm 86:5. For thou, Lord, Tommy Hart, art good and ready to forgive. That's what the book says. I'm reading from my book, which is made up of statements coming from the King James Bible. 19, John 3:21. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. All these are true statements having to do with a man, Tommy L. Hart. 20, Kings 14:3. He did that which was right. Isn't that something good to be said about someone, whether it's male or female? He slash she did that which was right. Wow. That's a good summation of the man, Tommy L. Hart. Can it be said of you that you did, you are doing, you do that which is right? Maybe you don't care. Okay. But anyway, the book says, and it is true, that the man, Tommy L. Hart, did that which was right. Remember, the name of this book is The Son of God Was Here with Me on Earth. It speaks of the Son after the Son has passed. Okay? That's what this book does. It speaks of the Son, Tommy L. Hart, after he has passed. All right, let's see where we are. Psalm 116:1 and Matthew 19:26. He has heard my voice. 1 Corinthians 16:10. He doeth the work of the Lord. All these are true statements. And the final one, bringing us to the end of the book, number 23, Genesis 15:6. He believed in the Lord, all caps, the Father. Tommy L. Hart believed in the Father. That's simply what the verse says. Okay? Now, I added this before coming on air because I saw it and it is so true. Proverbs 16:9 says, the Lord, all caps, directeth his steps. The Lord, all caps, directeth the steps of the Son of God, the Lord God, found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. That statement rings true. It is true. Okay? So, we come to the end of the book of The Son of God Was Here with Men on Earth. Now, there is something else here that I want to bring to your attention. Now, remember all the commandments, all the questions, and the things making up the torso, commandments, questions, the things making up the image's head, and the things making up the image's right leg of truth and the image's left leg of works. Listen to this. John chapter 7, verse 4 says, if you do these things, show thyself to the world. If I do the things listed in the commandments, if I do things making up the image's head, if I do things even with the answering of questions, fulfilling of commandments, and dealing with having to do with truth and all, if the Bible says to me, if ye do these things, show thyself to the world. And that's what I'm doing. I'm showing myself to the world. That's my purpose for being on Blog Talk Radio, in order to show the world myself, to show myself to the world, all right? That's the purpose of being on Blog Talk Radio, letting the world know, informing the world that, hey, look here, according to the King James Bible, the Son of God has come. According to the King James Bible, the Son of God is found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. That's the purpose of being on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Father, and identifying the Father. Yeah. Hey, look, this is the Lord God promised to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Look what I have found. Look, I do the things that the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. It's a true statement. It's nothing but the truth. Those things are true. The things written in this book are true. That's why it ends with things that are true. Things that have actually happened. So the King James Bible, and it is evident in this book of mine, the Son of God was here with me and on earth, give the biography of the man Tommy L. Hart. Even the image of the Son of God, remember? The head, the torso, and the two legs. That's a biography in itself of the Son of God, found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart, and I'm saying, hey, look again, look at this, what I found to be true. Kind of forgot what I was going to say, but according to the King James Bible, Tommy L. Hart's biography is in the King James Bible. The Bible tells the things the man Tommy L. Hart will do, but it doesn't stop there. It tells the things the man Tommy L. Hart actually did. What is truth? What is truth? You know what truth is. Truth is that which is correct. Truth is that which is in line with reality. Reality. That's truth. Truth is reality. Remember, the Bible asked the question, what is truth? These things said about the man Tommy L. Hart and what he has done in this book speak truth about the man Tommy L. Hart. These things speak truth to you, to power. It speaks truth to all. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. Make yourself known. Let the world know that you are God. And that's one of the statements. I think I read it this time. I know I read it the last time. Let it be known this day that thou art God alone. So what does the man Tommy L. Hart do? Tommy L. Hart fulfills Bible instructions. He carries out Bible instructions. Remember the last statement? The Lord directeth his way. When one sees and knows the things I have done and know what is in the Bible. And that's why I always give references. Okay? The references to all the Bible statements in this book are in the book. The book doesn't come only with statements. It comes with references. Something great has happened. And what is that great thing that has happened? The Bible's predictions regarding the Son of God have become true. They have been fulfilled. They are fulfilled. The predictions concerning the Father, they have been fulfilled. The predictions concerning the Son, they have been fulfilled. So the Bible is not just a book with much ink in it. It's a book with much ink on the man and truth regarding the man, Tommy L. Hart. I know there are people who don't like the truth. They don't like the Bible. I don't see why they kept it. The Gentiles, and now it is becoming clear to me that not only the Gentiles hate the Bible, it is becoming further clear that the biracials as well. I'm getting the same response from both groups, okay? I'm looking at their actions. I'm looking at the actions of the people. It has been found that though the Gentiles, biracials as well, including the Israelites, though they preach from the Bible, they do not preach and teach Bible truth. If they taught and preached Bible truth, then these things would be known. And these things would be accepted. What is being preached publicly in America is against King James Bible content altogether. Is against it. It is not for it. It is not supporting King James Bible content. It is denying King James Bible content. It is what is being preached from the pulpit in America. It discredits King James Bible content. But the Bible itself can not actually be discredited. I mean, what I'm trying to say is they speak against it. If the Bible says this, then they teach something else. But they read the passages. They read the scriptures. And the simple think just because they read the scriptures that the ministers are actually teaching and preaching the truth of Bible content. It's all deception. Talking about the church world, the Christian world in America, and other places as well, wherever the Christian message is taught, it's all deception. It's all lies according to the analysis of King James Bible content. It shows the preachers and teachers in the Christian world to be hypocrites. It shows them to be liars. They lie on the Bible. And they get by because of the ignorance of the people. But the man, Tommy L. Hart, has found out the liars. That's what has happened. That's what has happened. And again, that's why I'm on Blog Talk Radio. That's why I first went on Blog Talk Radio. To inform the people is going on. Now, if someone dislikes me because of that, then they just dislike me. Okay? But I have found out the Christian preachers, Bible teachers and all, whatever they want to call themselves, the reverends and all, popes included,
I mean, it's just true. In the church world, I know in the black church, I know what the Gentiles preach openly. They do not preach and teach anything that I have found out of using the Bible. They do not teach and preach anything. They do not teach and preach truth of Bible content. They misuse the Bible. They abuse the scriptures. It's a shame what they do. And the Bible calls them all hypocrites. It calls them liars. It calls them deceivers. And other things as well. Okay? Those are three that I always remember. Hypocrites, liars, and deceivers. Okay? And that's bad. We're talking about people who stand up in the church, in the pulpit, with a Bible in front of them. It's evil. The system is evil. Rotten. It's a system and a practice that never was good. From its inception, it was evil. So it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed a bit. From its inception, it was evil. Right? But who cares? And this was so amazing to me, if I could use that term. I probably could get a better term, but I can't right now. How that the people, especially the black people, because Gentiles probably, it seems like they made an agreement that lies would be taught. Okay? Matter of fact, there's a statement in Isaiah that says, don't preach good, but preach to us small things. I mean, smooth things. Preach lies. Prophesy lies. That's in the Bible. And that's what they do. And the Israelites come to that realization. They haven't read the book. They haven't studied the book. They've read and studied stuff the Gentiles put out who are against the book. Now, I'm just talking Bible truth, okay? The Bible shows very well that the Gentiles are against that which is right. They are against Bible teaching, what the Bible in the Bible. And if you go deep enough into my archive, you come to those episodes dealing with the matter. So we've come to the end of the book. Wonderful. The Son of God was here with men on earth, by Tommy Hart. I'm not going to prolong the episode. Follow me on Twitter. This book gives an accurate picture, description, portrait, word picture of the man, Tommy L. Hart, in light of King James Bible content. These things in this book that speak to Tommy L. Hart cannot be rebutted. They cannot be refuted by anyone. Someone can tell lies on me and on the book, even the Bible, and even this book of mine. They can tell lies, but they cannot prove me wrong. They cannot successfully rebut me. It's impossible. Because the things in this book as relate to King James Bible and Tommy L. Hart are Bible truth. This is sound teaching, reliable teaching. These things make clear what the Bible has to say about the Father and the Son of God and more. Okay? So, follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archive your dwelling place. And do go to Amazon Bookstore and order from my great list of books there. And be sure to get this book,
the Son of God, but here with men on earth. Join me next time.